The sermon for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. The sermon is entitled, The Nature of the Good Shepherd. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes, today as we read the Gospel text about the Good Shepherd, there we see much about his nature, right? Actually, all throughout the Gospel text, we see a lot of natures there. The nature of the Good Shepherd, the nature of the sheep, the nature of the wolves, and the nature of the hired hands. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Indeed, here we see the nature of God and also the nature of man, from the sheep to the shepherd. And of course, the nature of God at the end of the day, as we read in the text, that God is, he is the one who gives us the love, the sacrifice, the forgiveness of sins. 1 John 3, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for the sheep. The nature of God is also of promise. As it reads in Acts 4, our reading this morning, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Again, also the nature of God is of compassion. As it reads in Matthew 9, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. This is the nature of God, but also there is also the nature of the sheep. Now, in a perfect world, the nature of the sheep is to follow the shepherd's voice, the voice of his word, the rod and the staff which leads and guides and protects the sheep. In other words, because of this, the nature of sheep is that they cannot help themselves. They cannot defend themselves. They cannot protect themselves. They are utterly helpless and completely dependent upon the shepherd. This is, of course, the life of faith. And thus, we rest upon the Good Shepherd who leads us, who provides us, and who places us in the still waters and the green pastures of his word, the good portion that restores our soul. Yet we all know what sheep are like, don't we? That sheep are sheepish. And in their sheepishness, they... I can't even say that word. That's how sheepish we are. In their sheepishness, they wander. And our nature is to turn away. Our nature is to see the law of God and say, no, I live on my own terms. The nature of sheep is to justify what we do and live according to what we desire. And there the sheep will find themselves caught in thorns and thickets, susceptible and vulnerable to the wolves that are waiting to pounce, that are waiting to devour and attack. And yes, here we see the nature of wolves. You know, when you see a wolf out in the wild, what do? Of course, you flee, because they are very dangerous. Wolves are predatory by nature, always on the attack, always on the prowl, trying to scatter the sheep, snatching these sheep away from the hands of the shepherd. Their mission is to seek and destroy. Many temptations they throw at you. Idols, and these idols are an endless list. Persecution. Every attack to tear you away from that very word. This is our spiritual battle that we all face. You know, a good friend asked me the other day, if not for the care of souls, what is the duty of a pastor? And my answer was simply, well, if we're not the care of souls, we are simply shopkeepers, a hired hand. The nature of a hired hand is, well, simply not to care for the souls of the sheep. You know, as pastors, we are called to be under shepherds of Christ, right? Not shopkeepers. But yet, being a shopkeeper is actually very tantalizing for us pastors. It is a great temptation to be the best customer service representative that we can be. You know, keep the people smiling, give them what they want. Keep them satisfied. Do not offend them, a customer service representative says. The customer is always right. Oh, that's right. That's the hired hand. And trust me, this is a great temptation for me to act like we are simply managing a big box store. Remember, the duty of a pastor, my call is to care for the soul. The things we say, the things we do, how we practice, how we do them, how we visit, how we teach, how we preach, it's all for you and the care for your soul. That is always the motive. That is always how we operate as pastors. That is the forefront. That is the beginning and the end. That is the care for your soul. And that is to give you the word of Christ. Yes, from the law. Oh, yes, the law. But also to the gospel, repentance and forgiveness, the word and the sacrament. This is how we care for the soul, all by the power of his word. The word. Yes, the preaching of the law, you very well know, unfurls the old Adam. The old Adam, our sinful flesh. Yes, the old Adam, sheepish we are, turning to our own way. Get out of my way, the sheep say. Let me live how I want. The word, that is one thing, but yet that has its limit point, the old Adam, and says, do not infringe on my own fallen boundaries, because I desire to live according to my word rather than according to the word of God. This is the great struggle that we all face as sheep. The idolatrous cling to our flesh, hiding and concealing them in our own pockets, thinking that, well, I can live a double life. I can trust my idols, and also I could trust God, and all is well. But friends, as we read 1 John this morning, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and truth. Yes, let us not be pretenders, hypocrites. That we ought to lay down our lives for others. Yet honestly, in our sin, we find ourselves manipulating, gossiping, quiet whispers, seeking out our own welfare as if our lives mattered the most. And how sheepish we are about it, aren't we? Quietly kind of sweep it under the rug and paint the picture of ourselves and convince ourselves as we look in the mirror, all is fine, all is well, no big deal. You know, when we look in the mirror, we truly see how humbling it is as the mirror unveils the true condition that is before us. The shattered reflection that shows us our shattered nature. Broken. Burdened. All the meanwhile sheepishly grinning as if we can somehow hide our shame and guilt. Convincing our consciences that, no, sin, that's no big deal. Living beyond and above God as if we're our own little gods, no, that's okay. You know, this is the nature that we're battling in our old Adam. But today in our gospel reading, we see the nature of our Lord, the Good Shepherd, who leads you, who protects you, who guides you to the still waters and the green pastures of His very word. It says right there in Psalm 23, where there He restores your soul. Your soul is restored by the word of Christ. Yes, the wolves will attack, their vicious teeth, their snarling stares, constant this is. But friends, I know in our nature how easy it is to fall short. You know, our nature is so seeped in this fallenness that we cannot escape from this condemnation. We cannot rescue ourselves from sin and death, no matter how good we think we are. You know, the nature of the Good Shepherd, this is of the utmost importance. Because the nature of sheep is to hear the voice of the shepherd who guides. Because the nature of sheep very well know they cannot help themselves. They need the Good Shepherd. They need what He has come to do. And not just any shepherd, but the Good Shepherd, the good and holy one, the perfect shepherd, the one who would lay down His life for you. Because there is no other name by which you are saved. There is no other work that can rescue you from sin, death, and the power of the devil. There is no other promise that is faithful until the end, but only Christ, who is obedient for you upon or unto His very own death. See, the hired hand, in the midst of the wolves' attack, they will flee. They will not help you. But the Word, the Good Shepherd, oh, indeed, He is steadfast. He is faithful. He doesn't scatter and run for the hills. No, He goes to the cross. He flees to His own crucifixion to pay the penalty for your sins. This is the nature of God, to send you His Son to fulfill salvation, to be your substitute, to be in your place, to be the Good Shepherd who lays His life down for you. And there Christ is, suffering for your shame, guilt, and every sin, shedding His blood. This is the Good Shepherd's call, holy and blameless, all for the forgiveness of your sins. That even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of the shadow of death, paint that imagery in your minds. This valley, this shadow, this looming darkness of death, of eternal condemnation, of wrath, how frightful this must be. But yet in the psalm we say what? I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Yes, in the thick of it, there Jesus is for you, laying down His life. Even in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, there He cares for your soul. And there you rest, redeemed and forgiven, as Christ is the victor for you. See, in the darkness of death, friends, take comfort. There is the empty tomb. Even in the darkest valleys, there is the empty tomb that has given you the victory. You are with me, David says in Psalm 23. This is the nature of the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd who gathers you, the flock. He gathers you. He loves you so much that he gathers you into his flock by shedding his blood, by laying down his life for you. Because this is the Good Shepherd. This is his nature. Because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This is the nature of the Good Shepherd. He has the authority. It is by his accord, according to his word, where there we rest on the surety that he gives. Have you ever noticed in Psalm 23, in the last verse, surely, it says, surely I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We say those words because of the nature that is in the Good Shepherd, surely. It is sure because of what he has done, and this is the nature of our faith. Because you are the sheep, the one who are helpless, yet the one who are rescued, the one who are protected and guided by the one who lays his life down for you. And thus, friends, this day surely you go, because there is no doubt, no wonder, because mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. This is your shelter. This is your refuge. This is your house by the one who has built it, the Good Shepherd who lays his life down for you. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sunday Sermon from Faith Lutheran Church in Moorpark, California. For more information, visit us on the web at faithmoorpark.com.